Emmanuel Macron promised parity in his government.
Je voulais m'adresser directement à vous pour un appel.
In this video that he made at the end of January 2017, after he was elected president, but before the legislative elections, when he was recruiting candidates to run for parliament for his new party, En Marche, he makes an appeal to women to run.
Seuls 15% sont des candidatures féminines.
Only 15% of our candidates so far are women, he says, and that means we've failed. He continues with a plea for more women to take the plunge, to talk to their families about getting involved in politics.
Parce qu'on a besoin de femmes qui soient députées, qui soient sénatrices, qui soient maires.
We need women members of parliament, senators and mayors, he says. And after the election, the National Assembly did have more women. 39% of seats are now held by women, up from 27% the previous term. While this is a big step towards gender parity, it has yet to trickle down.
It's great that women arrive in the National Assembly because people see it, and so people feel that there is a movement and there is some change. But locally, if you go to the countryside, villages and so, it's very different.
Julia Mouzon is the founder and president of an organization called Élu Local, Local Officials, written with the feminine form of officials, with an E in it. She runs training sessions for female politicians, organizes networking, and for the past 6 years has hosted an annual conference. It's where we're talking right now.
The National Assembly, it's very important, but we really need to work so that these progresses and achievements go back to the local places. For mayors, we have 16%. Women mayors. That's not very much.
Not very much. The mayor of the city of Paris is a woman, but of the 41 French cities with more than 100,000 residents, only 6 have female mayors, including Paris. Part of the reason is that women are not at the top of local electoral lists. Under French law, candidate lists in towns of 1,000 people or more must have the same number of women as men. So there is parity, but there are no rules about who should be at the top of these lists. And in the last election, only 17% of candidate lists had women at the top.
Very often it's a man running the list, and so it's a man who becomes a mayor.
But while they may not be mayors, women are in politics across the political spectrum. Mouzon says there are about 250,000 female elected officials in France, serving on city, department, and regional councils. A few hundred of them were at the Élu Local conference, many of them first-time politicians like Sylvie Guéry-Gazot. She finds the increase in the number of women seated in the National Assembly to be inspiring.
When somebody shows it's possible, when somebody shows that there is no reason you don't do it, you don't go for it, you know, it gives you ideas. Women were very shy about that at the beginning, you know, they thought we will be only at the end of a list, and now we see that it's possible to be more than at the end of a list.
Guéry-Gazot was at the top of her list. In the last local elections, she won, became mayor of Clavette, a village in southwestern France, her hometown, population 1,300. The previous mayor, a friend of hers, decided not to run again and suggested she try. She had her doubts.
I thought I was not able to do it. I've never been in policy. I know it's quite complicated.
But she was interested. Her grandfather had been mayor of the village, and she'd recently moved back there after years living in Paris and abroad. Not everyone was supportive of her candidacy.
You know, for many people, it was very strange to see a woman running the campaign. Some of them, they would not be able to vote for me because I was a woman. I had a few of them. I won the elections with more than 60%, so that gives the idea that even if some are reluctant, you know, most of them were okay for that.
At 60 years old, Guéry-Gazot has the life experience to give her confidence. She's had few problems as mayor, but the village is part of a federation of 28 towns and cities around La Rochelle, only 3 of whose mayors are women. And she's had problems there working with the federation. Not so much because she's a woman, she says, but because she's not a career politician. Other mayors are aggressive.
And they don't like very much to let you speak about things. They think you don't know anything about anything. And we are not sometimes talking the same language. I noticed that some women or other person, even men, you know, at the beginning they were talking, they were part of the discussion, and now they don't dare to talk.
Mélanie Lepoultier has had the opposite experience. She's a departmental counselor in Calvados in northern France and is also the mayor of Sommervieux, a 1,000-person village that's part of a federation of towns around Bayeux. Lepoultier is also a first-time politician, elected in 2014. She says she's had comments in her village about her personal life.
You have people telling you that you're going to be a bad mother, that your husband is going to be fed up.
She's 38 years old with two young children.
If you have meetings at the end of the day and then you cannot pick your kids at school or whatever, yeah, it's either you choose your career or your family.
Sylvie Savignac, who's on the city council of Trignac, a 1,400-person town in Limousin, an agricultural region in the center of France, recalls that when she told her colleagues she was going to this conference, another counselor made a joke. 2 days to attend a knitting group? Isn't that a bit much?
Of course it was a joke, but it was during the local committee in front of a lot of people. And it's very difficult to answer.
Savignac is not unfamiliar with sexism. Until she took an early retirement recently to focus on her political work, she was a manager in the Human Resources Department of the French Postal Service, in charge of gender equality issues. But she says in the context of a small town city hall, she has to be careful how she reacts to things like that joke.
Everyone says, oh, it's nothing. If you answer just very quickly, I think that the relationships could be more and more difficult.
I think that's the big issue for women in politics, not being taken seriously.
That's Julia Mouzon again. When she started this conference 6 years ago, there were a lot of discussions about work-life balance, about more typically female issues.
There were a few elected women networks, and they were focusing on family, children, healthcare. And I really wanted to put like economics and urbanism in the main stage and have women discuss it between themselves.
Because, she says, women can bring different perspectives on these issues from men.
When you do something in life, and politics in particular, you're always conditioned by the things you have lived in your life. And today, our life experiences are very different, whether we are a man or a woman. So, of course, it's very hard to say what it is exactly, but of course, being a woman will impact the way you do politics.
Mélanie Lepoultier, the mayor and departmental counselor in Calvados, agrees that women change the way things get done.
We can see it in the département. Half of the assembly is now composed of women. And the men who were here before said that the women that are here now have a plain look in all the subjects that they're dealing with. Women now, they want to know why things are like that, what are the reasons, how much is it, well, plenty of details that they take it really seriously.
Since many women are first-time politicians, they do have a lot to learn, and they want to do it right because they'll come under a lot of scrutiny. Laurence Hervé knows that scrutiny. She recalls her first 6 months as a city councillor in Jouy-les-Tours, a 37,000-person city in the Loire Valley. Fellow council members would make comments.
We don't know what she's doing here. Don't you remember? We needed women. 6 months after, I proved that I had skills and that I was able to do things.
Hervé is currently serving her second term on the city council. She says she was recruited to run the first time by the socialists in town because they needed a woman on their list to meet the party requirements. She was reluctant.
They went to convince me to come with them. They needed a woman. They didn't say that way, but I know that was the case. But they said, no, you have all the skills for that, and I know you will be great.
France still has a ways to go to achieve real gender parity in politics. The Global Gender Gap Report, a yearly ranking of 144 countries, put France at 11th place this year in regards to gender parity. That's an improvement from the first report in 2006, when France ranked at 70. The rise in the ranks is largely due to an increase in the political empowerment of women. That's the way the survey puts it. And in France, that empowerment is largely due to laws. Julia Mouzon says parity laws are pushing a shift in the culture.
The laws will bring women. We will see women in the picture. And then when you don't see women in the picture, you're like, wow, that's not normal. That's weird.
Sarah Elzis, RFI, Paris.